helicopter is flying.
Because everybody shows up to work last second on Mondays, and I just hate sitting there for an hour, hour and a half waiting for everybody to show up before I get my orders on what to do for the day. So I've learned from experience not to go in too early on Monday.
I got 50 feet of wire down here to feed it. I wonder if we can drop that tower down and feed it and just tie it up there.
My schedule's like, hey, I got to get off of here for just a second. I got to go get my stuff together before I leave. I'll be back on in a minute, folks. KJ4WZM.
I got the 706 back. I just got to get, I got the 10 pieces. I'll talk to you guys in a minute.
Saw a video tonight, and I thought about you. It's called the Slinky antenna.
Antenna right here. It's downstairs on the floor.
Slinky when I was a kid.
Slinky antenna. And, excuse me. The guy that was using it was on the other side of Houston, Texas, and was talking to North Carolina on 20 watts.
What band was he on?
80.
What morning was it?
I don't know.
It's before the sun comes up, but when the sun starts going down, 80 meters goes away.
For, is that a store-bought antenna or something that he made?
I'm making them, and he sent it to him to try out and get his opinion on it. And at the start, he was very down on it, figured it wouldn't work. But to his surprise, it worked very well.
I've done that with, you should be able to do that in 5 watts in 35 meters. 5 watts is 10 watts is 3 dB. 10 watts to 20 is only 3. That's only 6 dB up.
Antennas, I bought me a new one. It's a handheld antenna from Built Antennas. It's one of those periodic antennas.
All right.
For tracking satellites?
No, it's 2 meter 440. It's, I guess, kind of an emergency setup. It's made to put together and take down pretty quick. I guess if you were traveling and broke down, you'd be able to deploy it. It's not a beam, but it functions like a beam.
I can see that. You'll have to do a video and send it to me. But after watching that video, when that goes into production, if they're not too expensive, I may get a couple. It looks like it's in about a 3-inch piece of PVC capped on each end, and you just pull the ends off and stretch the antenna out, hook your coax up. Of course, you have to have a tuner, but it works.
That's pretty cool. So what is the, is that like, got about the range of an NVIS, or what do they say?
I'd say it's a 9, it has a 9-1 balance, and, or it's 9-1, and it'll handle 100 watts.
Customers don't throw rocks or tomatoes at you. And Al, you have a good one. Be careful. Both of y'all have a safe day. And hopefully we can catch up on you on Wednesday. All right. Take care.
I'm glad you made it in safe. And I just hit my halfway mark. So I will talk with you hopefully in the morning. KM4NAP, sending 73, be clear.
J4WZM. It rained on here in a few minutes. Get my hand truck, put it in the truck, and leave it. Going to work.
What call at the end of the day? Darn freaking thing about getting killed over here. Yeah, 4-1 clear.
Okay, J4WZM, 73.
Are you going to tell your boss you got to get off early Friday?
Well, we'll see what he says. Hopefully he does let me go.
Doctor's appointment with Dr. Killer. You had an HF rig.
Yeah, I'm finally on the road.
Be careful. I've got a tube type HF rig if you want to borrow it for a while. Of course, it's got to, we have to dial them in.
Yeah, as well. Full setup. I need to get me a couple G5RV antennas and HF rig and some power supply and stuff like that.
Power supply. because I don't have one for that radio anymore. But, I tell you, that old radio, she'll put out 180 watts barefoot.
Bit two.
D104 mic amplified to go on. If I'm not mistaken, I still have my 40-meter antenna.
My 3-ferret band is 20, 40, and 80.
Been here lately? They all been crappy.
We need some more sunspots, I guess. Rain where you're at?
It's not raining. By radar, it's supposed to get here somewhere between 6 and 7.
4 CEF. Morning, gentlemen.
Catch y'all again before y'all get where you need to go, but 73 TK and 4 and 8 feet clear.
Figured you'd put a rock in them newspapers today to keep it down.
Oh, easy, and keep your radio around in case I'm on. I'll text you if I got to be on the radio for the rest of the morning or not. KJ4WZM.
Figured you'd put a rock in them newspapers today to hold them down.
Something. AJ4WZM. How are you?
My name here's Andrew.
What's the last letter of your call?
The last part is KO4CEF.
KO4CEF. KJ4WZM. Where are you at?
Spartanburg. I live on the north side of Spartanburg and drive to work at BMW every morning.
I used to do that. I worked there for a year and a half in body shop. Tall 30 body shop. I was a welder on the MB line, body in white.
Am I you working in a body shop or were you BMW associate?
I was a welder. I live north of Travelers Rest. I'm rolling through Travelers Rest now. Heading to work. I work down in Cherrydale.
How'd you like the body shop?
I loved the work, but the people were jerks.
And, you know, some of the old people too, you know, they get set in their ways and they don't think anybody else can do anything.
You're at MAU and they're BMW. They know everything. Here they are, crap workers.
I got some MAU, they'll work their butt off compared to some of my BMW associates.
BMW Mobile.
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Ken.
What did you end up with, Ken?
Oh, I think I only did about 8 on that. I just did a little bit, and it's... I got some close ones. I got, Spartanburg and some of the closer counties and really helped them out because they were lacking those counties.
A lot of people calling. I mean, I did hear one guy from Spartanburg. I heard another guy in Canada. He was doing the South Carolina QSO party. And I think there was another one somewhere else. But I didn't hear a lot of people calling out for the South Carolina party.
180 meters.
50 contacts just turn your log in. So I wasn't even trying on that one. Daniel, you do anything with the contest? Or you have your general or your technician?
a license, but I don't have any test equipment. It's like having your CDL and not driving trucks.
It's kind of hard to work anything if you don't have the equipment.
I'd like to have an HF for you, but I haven't spent the money necessary to get, necessary for me to be able to get one. So.
The band conditions are slowly getting better. I don't really know, though. There's still some days where it's kind of nothing really going on.
Pretty good. And then I checked into the 3915 net.
Here. Single sideband net for the evening. I think they call that at 6 or 7 o'clock. I think it's 7.
Yep.
That a long time ago.
That one I can, but a lot of times it coincides with my supper time.
I'll be home by then. Not always, but usually.
This warm weather, it's slowly getting to where I want it.
I'm thankful for it.
100 showers today, but boy, looking at the radar, I don't see how it could be scattered.
Mr. North Carolina Mountains, good grief, they're getting rain.
Tennessee had a tornado warning.
In Kentucky, they had to evacuate. The creek was already up to the bottom of the trailer, and so they evacuated. So I see it. The rain cleared them now. Hopefully, they'll be able to go back, and there ain't too much damage.
Everything's all right. We've had tons of rain. I'm ready for it to just kind of cut back a little bit. I don't ever want it to stop because I did want my garden this summer, but still, we've had a ton of it lately. KO4CM.
Hop off of here for a minute. I'm rolled up at work. KJ4WZM.
We don't catch you again. KN4TFW.
About a car called a Honda Insight. My APRS cut you out.
A Honda Insight. It was one of them hybrids. You know anything about them?
I haven't done a lot of research on hybrid vehicles. I mean, I've done a little bit, but not enough to really know a whole lot about them.
Late in it was the gas prices going up and the mileage going up on my truck, and they get like 55 miles to a gallon.
Something else myself, my truck, diesel's getting up to 270 something a gallon now, and it just costs a good bit to go back and forth to work. So I'm in the same situation. I haven't really considered a hybrid yet, but I don't know, a little small truck or something, or maybe even a little SUV or something. I don't know.
The price was reasonable. I mean, you can get a brand new one for about 23. I mean, I saw some 2-year-old ones that only had 9,000 miles on it for about 19. You know, and it's funny, you get 55 in a city and 49 on the highway. I figured I could go up 29 and get a little bit. It only cost me a gallon a day. Right now, the truck's costing me about 3.
To stop and go, but I don't know. I mean, like I said, I've thought about them before. I've just never put in a lot of research on them.
Some newer diesel trucks. I know a guy at work, he had a newer Dodge diesel, and that thing gets like 28 miles to a gallon.
Good. I just don't know how often you got to put that AdBlue stuff in it, and what does that add to your additional cost?
Yeah, when I don't know, too much about a diesel.
And it is supposed to help out with the emissions, but my truck's old enough it don't have that. The newer ones do, but I don't know how often you have to put that stuff in the secondary tank.
An additive to go in diesel fuel at work to put lubricity back into the fuel.
The way they've done the diesel fuel, it don't have quite the, the same lubricant and stuff in it. That's why I try. Some places do the biodiesel. It's supposed to be pretty good for that, but They've still taken a lot out of it.
More like a, you know, like a oil. Now it's more like a cleaning solvent.
And usually the only places I really know that sell, you know, that use some biodiesel is like a Sphinx. But all of them may do it. Who knows? They just don't advertise it. And every time I look at a new truck or a newer truck, I start seeing how much the payments are going to be. And I'm like, nope, not going to do it.
I've had a payment, at least one payment, sometimes two payments for the last 20 years, I think.
I ended up contacting my vehicle administration rep here at work and see if I got any of the X models, because I don't like driving the little cars, and I haven't heard back from them yet, so we'll see. But then I don't know what I'm going to do driving back and forth to work, because I got to use the HD or something, and that will suck every day.
I've drawn no holes and mount no antennas.
Got a little bit. I think even a mag mount would be problematic, because I don't think they'd want me to do that. So I run that little external antenna, and you already know how that sounds on the HD.
Magnetic one if you stuck it to the, like, the floorboard in the back seat.
Maybe even put it on a pan or something and stuck it in the back seat. I just wonder if it would radiate well outside of the vehicle, just being inside the vehicle.
Radio always sounds good, and that's HD.
The biggest problems with mine is I run the rubber ducky on it. So, you know, those things don't really do much of nothing.
Rubber duck on it. He's got one of those any tones and that, and it's, I tell you, it's the best sound at HD I've heard, and he said he used it inside of his big truck all the time.
Then I don't know what the difference would be, and unless he just happens to have better line of sight on the repeater. I don't really know. I don't know what would make the big difference there. Well, the parking lot, I need to jump on out and get ready for this first morning meeting on Monday, which is always the fun one, so get on inside. Hope you have a great day. I know Ed was on here earlier. He said he'd be back on. He was, I guess he's probably bagging, and I told him he's probably throwing rocks in them so they don't blow away, but he may be back on. So hopefully you have a great day at work. We'll holler at you. I don't know what time I get off today, but we'll holler at you another, at least tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Good one in that, and we'll try to catch you at least in the morning, if not tomorrow afternoon. KN4TFW 73.
Have a good one, Andrew. Ken, I'm starting my apartment, so I'll try and get back with you as soon as I can.
Roger that. Good morning, Ed.